Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The centre has allocated 398 crore rupees for the road development projects in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the fund has been allocated for 19 state district road development projects under the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund during 2024-25. He said this initiative aims to enhance last-mile connectivity in border regions, facilitating seamless access and fostering socio-economic growth across the state. The minister further said the investment underscores government commitment to strengthening infrastructure in remote areas, driving regional development and improving livelihood in the Northeast region. As part of the Good Governance Week activities 2024, the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or will be held in all districts, states and union territories of India from 19th to 24th December 2024. The nationwide campaign is an initiative for redressal of public grievances and improving service delivery will be held in all districts, states and union territories of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message on Good Governance Week, has stated that Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign continues to be a key element of Good Governance Week. Prashasan Gaon Ki Or is not merely a slogan, but a transformational effort aimed at bringing effective governance closer to rural people. This is a true essence of grassroots democracy where development reaches the people, Modi added. The campaign will be held in 700 plus districts across the country. Reacting to the reported protests against Siang Upper Multipurpose Project in Siang District, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today said that there will be no hydropower projects if the people do not desire it. Attending the Thanksgiving program for local legislator and Panchayati Raj Minister Ojing Tasing at Boleng, Khandu said that misinformation is being circulated to brainwash innocent villagers against a project which is still in its pre-initial stage. Elaborating on it, Khandu revealed that the Chinese government, which is not signatory to the international water conventions, intends to divert the water from the multiple water reservoirs to be created under the project to dry regions of Tibet and elsewhere in the country. He added that the other reason for the Siang Multipurpose Project is that in case China release water from their dams, all of a sudden a trail of unimaginable destruction will sweep through the Siang Belt, Assam and Bangladesh. The two-day awareness cum artisan application registration camp concluded at the District Industries Centre, Tawang, today. Speaking on the occasion, the Deputy Director of Industries, Sring Drema, highlighted the significance of the PM Vishwakarma scheme in empowering artisans engaged in 18 traditional trades, including carpentry, board making, blacksmithing, goldsmithing, and more. She emphasized the pivotal role of Panchayati Raj institution members in raising awareness about the scheme and encouraging artisans to seize the entrepreneurial opportunities it offers. The event witnessed active participation from over 300 artisans and 15 Gram Panchayat chairpersons from Tawang district. A voluntary blood donation camp was held at Ramakrishna Mission Hospital, Itanagar today. Around 25 units of blood were collected during the camp. The donation camp was jointly organized by the Shedukpen Employees Welfare Association, Arunachal Life Saving Foundation, in collaboration with Hornbill Football Club. The Sports Ministry today informed that to promote sports including games like kabaddi, khokho, wrestling and football in the country, several schemes including the Khelo India scheme are being implemented in the country. In a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha, Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia informed that besides Khelo India, National Programme for Development of Sports, schemes like assistance to National Sports Federation, special awards to winners in international sports event and their coaches and national sports awards being implemented in the country. Dr. Mandavia further informed that pension to meritorious sportsperson, Pandit Dindayal Upadhyay National Welfare Program for sportspersons, National Sports Development Fund and running of Sports Training Center through Sports Authority of India are being implemented in the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.